Yeah. Hey there. How you doing? Glad you made it. It's good to see you back. See you on some more of this crack. I'm sure you're where
I just wanted to linger and just see how far you're gonna take this.
I don't have much more.
Shit, nigga.
Rhyming isn't my thing.
No, nigga. That's not my thing at all.
I tried though.
Remember? Yeah,
we both tried.
Oh man.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. We had a whole ass fucking
Royal Kings, bro.
Rap group.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was in two.
No, we were at one in high school.
The first one in high school was called Allied Forces. It was me, you, Isaiah, Dre, and X.
Yeah.
And we never put out a single song.
Not a guy.
Because in order to do that, you have to have a studio or a microphone.
And talent.
Yeah. Well, we had the talent. We had the talent.
Nigga, we had niggas with Fruity Loops.
Nigga, we could have been Slum Village. But we weren't.
We could have been in the slums.
It was me, X, and Dre on the boards making the beats. Mike was the rapper.
And I don't know when did I. Zay
Zay
was
the singer.
I don't know when I ever got convinced that I was the rapper.
I don't know either. But you agreed to it.
I definitely signed up.
You signed up.
I was like, rap? Yeah.
We had pictures and everything. Let me see if you can still Google this.
Oh, nigga. I hope we can't.
I feel like you can.
The internet is way too powerful if you can pull that shit up.
Yeah. That was a good times.
But anyway, while we hopefully let that die in the depths, this is Not That Serious, the podcast. We're back again for another week.
Yes, it is. Another week.
You already know what it is.
Another week of mess.
Yeah. And a whole lot of mess, bro. Like, a whole lot of mess.
It's been fun, though.
Listen, we're going to make it fun.
Yeah.
Because
you gotta laugh. Because everything's temporary.
Everything is temporary.
Everything dies. Depressing video.
Everything dies.
Man. So if this house is temporary, those shoes, you're eventually gonna grow out of them or you're just gonna get old.
Your family's temporary.
I was like, what the
Your dog is temporary.
What the fuck?
That STD ain't though.
No, the herpes is forever.
The motherfucking bumps that you keep telling yourself is a cold sore.
Forever?
Forever, ever.
Mm.
But
before we get things crack-a-lackin'.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sponsor over at Garden App Clothing.
Yeah, shout out to
Garden
Shelby,
State Apparel.
Shelby and them.
Yeah, I actually just saw him the other day.
You did?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. So shout out to him.
Good.
And you know he already had on the merch. He always got it on. He got too much of it. So we definitely need a re-up of that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's getting cold.
I'm saying you need to share. So we'll get some of that.
Yeah, I need some sweats, G.
Yeah, definitely some sweats. He got all of that, too.
Yeah.
Got the sweats.
And
got,
you can have sweats, too.
Yes, you can.
If you just go onto his Instagram.
All you got to do
and
is
hit him up. And he'll get you what you need.
Yeah.
All sizes. All flavors.
Yeah, you know? He got it. Also, shout out to Jack Daniels. The unofficial sponsor.
We're coming for you, baby.
We're coming for you. You should be coming for us, but we're coming for you.
Listen.
And we're going to make it worth your while, baby.
Give me that long stroke.
That good old oop de bop. That good old razzle dazzle.
Oh my God. That razzle dazzle.
That razzle dazzle.
Man, nigga, you describe your stroke game as razzle dazzle, nigga. Hang it up, B. Hang that shit up. Imagine like you get a girl, be like, yo, you ain't had this before. I'm gonna give you that razzle dazzle.
If you say that to her before you
do it,
she don't
think you dirty.
There's no way she's not gonna. Hey, like, nigga, what the fuck is razzle dazzle?
What the fuck is that?
You should get tested for that.
Oh man, you take some penicillin, nigga.
What else? Also, shout out to your boy Dalvin.
Yo, shout out Dalv, man.
Our self-proclaimed manager.
Yes.
Probably. Is he back in Jersey yet?
I think he's back.
Whenever he gets back.
But shout out to Dalvin Sejor, our boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing like a, he does a lot for us on the back scenes. Like, mm-hmm. He's been linking me up to a lot of people, like potential sponsors, and he actually linked me up with the dude that we bought our official theme music from. Mm-hmm. So that's coming.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the theme music coming soon. We're working on that. And
well, just shout out to him in general because he's a web developer.
Yes.
So
got his own business running.
Yeah, he does his digital design thing. So if you want to hit him up, if you need anything like that, logos, everything, bro. He does it all.
Website official, design, all that.
Yep. Official Dalvin NJ. I'm sorry, Official Dalvin J. So yes. Official DALVINJ.
So shout out to you, Dalvin Dal.
I had to make sure I did that because he hit me up the other day. So
yeah.
Shout out to the bull.
It's been a lot going on this week.
It's been a busy one.
And you know what? Last week I was like, boom, we're done talking about Nicki Minaj.
I really don't like giving her my energy. I'm still not giving it to her, but it's just...
She's the female
6ix9ine right now.
I was like, after last week, it was like, yo, all right, we have closed this chapter in our lives. We don't have to worry about Nicki Minaj anymore. The album's out. It's over. But no.
But alas. No,
but alas.
This bitch is a cockroach. She will not go away.
She is like motherfucking herpes. She won't go away.
That's two herpes references.
Yeah. We're going for the trifecta. We're coming later. I'll squeeze it in. Just like that nigga did before he gave you herpes.
Glad you got out of the way.
Yes.
Yo, but I don't even know.
Nicki Minaj.
I don't know where to start.
I can put together a quick timeline real quick. Nicki Minaj has been wilding. Mm-hmm. She's been on a tear. First, she had the interview where she blew up Safari for no reason, talking about how he was ordering prostitutes with a card. You know, just general nonsense. Mm-hmm. She's different, beefing with DJ Self and other people from Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons unknown, like why are you beefing with Love and Hip Hop stars? You're one of the biggest rappers out there. This is why. That's part of the reason why people like. She doesn't act like a superstar.
No, she doesn't.
Because she literally engages with anybody
and any person, which is it's the fact that when she does engage with them, half the time it's like negative.
Yeah.
Like. She gives off like a negative vibe.
Like she.
And like people. And it's getting to the point where people are like, oh my God, people hate on Nicki so much. Da, 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 da. She doesn't do anything. She does.
She's not a likable person.
No, she's not. She's an antagonist.
She's like, not a likable person.
It's not like she sits back and does nothing to nobody, bro. Like, I don't know what her deal is. And as of now, she just got this whole Queen Radio thing.
Boom.
And then she got on there. And
So basically, like, for those who don't know, Queen Radio.
It's like a podcast type.
Podcast radio show type deal that she does on Beats One for Apple. Because, I mean, Apple doesn't.
Lord knows why they let her have
Lord
that.
Lord knows Apple doesn't want to put down a check. They had her on, and she's been on there wilding. Yeah. Like, really, really,
but
really
wilding. The thing is, she's trolling. I feel like that's been her whole agenda.
I don't know if she's trolling.
She didn't lost her mind on top of that. But she is trolling. Because even on the song Barbie Dreams, that's the whole concept of the song. But it fits, that song fits everything that she's doing right now.
Right.
And it's like, she had a conversation with 6ix9ine. He was like, this is how you do it.
And 6ix9ine just coached him.
But the thing is, women aren't funny. So that's the problem.
Jesus. So we're coming out with the truth bag early on.
Okay, some women are funny. But for the most part, y'all not funny.
Just like.
If you think you're. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast,
you're funny. I'm going to break it down to you like this.
Unless you're Samir.
Just like how all men are in trash.
Yeah,
but most of you are
exactly.
Just like all women aren't funny.
Yeah,
but some of you are
exactly.
Like
exactly. But when we say women aren't funny, that doesn't give you the right to be like, well, I'm funny. Because if you
look
come
at
out
my
and say,
jokes, I can
yeah. Because if you come out and say men are trash, and I say, well, I'm not trash. You know, you're gonna be looking at me. Well, nigga,
well, if it don't apply, it don't lie. Yeah. I'm like, listen, you don't make me chuck.
Shut the fuck up.
You don't make me chuck, Carol. Like, You don't do it for me.
Laura Ben
Tatiana.
Laura Bancroft.
Yeah, like you don't produce humor for me. I'm sorry.
But yeah, she's doing a bad job at whatever the fuck she's trying to do.
It's no plan. She's not doing anything.
No, I don't know.
I think we're witnessing her having a fucking breakdown.
That's what it looks like.
She's like Mariah Carey back in the glitter days. Oh, remember that shit?
Yeah, that is what this remember is. And then a couple weeks later, it was like Mariah Carey's on cocaine.
Yeah. It's going to be the same thing. I swear to God. By like October, by Halloween, we're going to hear that Nicki Minaj has been checked in the rehab for her pill addiction because she said it on the song.
She's
off the perks and the
That's all she raps about, like in one of the songs. A couple of songs.
She's off the perks and the Xannies.
Yeah.
She's like Future that raps fast.
Yeah. But even Future can keep his shit together on the line. Well, hey, barely.
You know?
He be saying some wild shit on Twitter sometimes, too. It's like, yo, yeah. What the fuck, nigga?
Yo, did you see when Future put that girl on blast for trying to, like, say...
When he, like, hugged up with some girl on Instagram?
That, too.
Apparently, he got a girl now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Future. That means... Future got a girl. That means it's officially coven season, people. So, get information, my G's. Get information, kinks. It's time to settle down and become men. But, No, he had it was like some girl had like posted some DMs
with him.
With him
saying
like, oh, can I fly you out? Blah blah blah. And Future took it about Nvidia said, I have plenty of time today. And he said, no, this is not me. Good Photoshop. I'm good love and joy. And then posted some actual DMs where she was being real thirsty, like, can I have you? You're so sexy, blah, blah, blah.
What? Oh, so she posted fake DMs of what Future was supposed to be saying?
Yeah.
Like, asking her to fly.
And then he came with the reality.
With the real shit, like, bitch.
He's like, he said, I'm sure somebody like you, just not me.
Damn. Damn. Future sure does know how to let him down.
Sure, Future. Future is what we all should aspire to be.
Future got too many kids, bro.
I mean, without the kids and the drugs and the suicidal depression.
Yeah.
But other than that. Future's what you should aspire to be.
Oh, man. But back to the fucking Roman. Whatever the fuck she goes
Roman.
By. Whatever she goes by.
Nikki Lewinsky.
Yeah, oh my God. But she called Travis Scott a whole ass nigga.
Called him whole nigga of the week.
Whole nigga of the week, yeah. For
what did he do to deserve such a
he didn't do anything. Well,
such
she tried,
a demeaning title.
She tried to say that he was selling merch and it was counting as Billboard sales somehow. I guess the merch was coming with the CD.
She was claiming that he received extra help from his girl, who was Kylie Jenner, and their baby, which is Stormy. Like, using them for promotion to buy things.
Yeah.
Like, she was selling things.
Well, for ticket sales.
Yeah, she was selling things that were counting towards...
Yeah, Billboard.
His album sales.
Yeah, she was saying it was merch.
Right.
But I actually saw DJ Academic say that Nicki Minaj does the same thing.
She does do the same thing.
A lot of artists do that.
A lot of artists do that thing.
Yeah, so it's cheating.
She does, like, a bundle where it's, like, a t-shirt of her motherfucking pussy and... a motherfucking pink print shirt and a ticket to a show.
Yeah.
And an album, pre-order album.
An album, yeah.
So she just, like, she's just the level of, like, self-awareness is another factor, people. Like, you gotta have it.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
And if you don't have it, you look really, really, really foolish when you're loud and shit. That's what she looks like right now.
I can't even say she's really wrong. She's just loud and dumb.
Just stupid.
Loud and stupid.
Just not smart.
Beyonce would never.
Jay-Z and Beyonce would never.
Would never. A true queen would never.
Never.
She's making a fool out of herself.
You would never hear a Beyonce
she's making
talking
a
about.
Fool out, when Azealia Banks says you're making a fool out of yourself, you need to fucking look in the mirror.
It's time. When Queen Dickhead,
when Queen Dingling
looks at you and goes, yo, what the
this
fuck
bitch
is you doing,
bitch? Wildin'. Yeah. Like, come on.
Settle down.
Get your shit in order.
Look, stop. Get some help.
Yeah, stop it. Get some help.
Look in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah, she really she needs to find herself. And I feel like she's losing her way. Like, I feel like she's like at a crossroads in her career. She don't know if she wants to go right or go left. It's like, yo, you're 35. So you're not gonna be rapping forever. Nobody's gonna wanna hear this.
Nobody wanna hear that shit you talk about now.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear it now. And it's just, you need to pick a point in your career where, do you wanna get more mature? Or do you wanna fucking go for the next 5 years? Like,
do you wanna go to your fucking 70?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, I don't think she knows what she wants to do, because I mean, rappers don't usually last. Yeah. I mean, she should be happy that she can still do what she's doing at this age, because a lot of people run out of juice. So, I mean, it's just, she's in a weird spot. She needs to figure out what she wants to do, because whatever the fuck she's doing right now, I mean, I guess it's working for her core fan base, but for everybody else, because obviously it's reflecting on her ticket sales, it ain't working.
All right, let's talk. And then, okay, I like that you talked about her core fan base. These niggas are the weirdest.
Yeah, it's bad.
Listen, you Nicki stans, fans of Nicki Minaj,
they're so irrational. It's weird.
Y'all are the weirdest group of human beings. And I know a lot of
you. We say this all the time, too.
I know you're not. I know there's not a lot of you listening, but some of you are. I need.
Except for you, Nadira.
No. No. Yeah. No.
She's a Nicki stan. Sure. She didn't even know it.
No. But, shout out to you, Nadira. But Nicki stans are like the weirdest group of people. I will never understand what is the function.
Yeah. Well, stans in general.
Stans in general. Standing
in general. But yeah, like you said, like
this Nicki, group right here.
They're weird, man. I don't know.
Those are some afflicted individuals.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have some ailments of the mind.
And what makes it worse is the fact, I'm pretty sure we repeated this a bunch of times. But with the fact is, like, Nicki doesn't check them at all. And it's kinda like she doesn't tell people to calm down. She doesn't tell people like, yo, relax. Like, and I know she sees it. She sees everything. She interacts with everything.
They have a relationship where she enables them and they enable her.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
She enables them, she lets them gas up and say whatever wild stuff comes in mind, because at the end of the day, it's supporting her.
It's sick.
And she has yes people around her, including her friends. She's like, yes, I actually am the greatest. And then she has the people really thinking like she's the greatest rapper ever, where it's like, yo, I mean, you're very talented, but it's not what you think it is.
She's not even a better rapper than Young Ma.
Yeah. Young M.A. is...
She's not better than Young M.A. If you're talking female rappers, she's not better than Rhapsody either. So...
Yeah.
She's a pop star compared to them. That's not rap. She's a pop star. Like,
yeah, so, I don't see it.
I don't know. Her fans are delusional. She's delusional. I don't know where she's trying to go with this whole career. I don't know what she's doing. But whenever people try to tell her, like, yo, maybe you should start making music that, you know, reflects your age.
Just be an adult.
Yeah.
Just be like, an adult. Just be.
Grow up. We heard this shit before. Like,
I shouldn't know rappers ganja 10 years. Burn. Ganja burn. Ganja burn.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know what's going on with her, bro. And like I said on the last episode, the album actually wasn't bad, but she won't shut the fuck up, and she's making everything worse. She's
so intolerable that you don't even want to listen to this shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I don't want to listen to it.
Exactly. You don't even want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I don't want to... I'm at the point... I don't want to root against her, but she's like one of those people like, you're making me not like you.
And she won't stop.
And she won't stop. Like, you like, won't stop. Like, there was a video today where a fan wanted an autograph, and she had the nerve to ask the fan, what's the name of my first mixtape?
Like, bitch...
What the fuck
like,
are you talking about?
Like, bitch, just
what are you,
fucking...
What are you saying?
It took more time for you to ask whoever,
ignorant as hell,
who's your first mixtape, than you do to just sign it and keep it moving.
Like, who do you think you are?
Goofy bitch.
Who do you think you are?
I can't, you know, I'm done.
That like, shit is
crazy.
She's an
idiot. Like, she's a goof.
That shit is crazy.
Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't, and I'm sure there's people who were defending her, like, yes, queen, da 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 da, who had to fucking Google that mixtape because they don't know what it is.
No.
Like, I don't know. I want her. I don't. You know, she's kind of like
what?
I mean, they're not similar at all. But she her situation right now is kind of reminding me of Chris Brown, because it's like they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, Chris Brown don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where he won't even try to make people like him.
Yeah, you don't
like,
even
like think. Obviously, Nicki's doing something real different. Nicki's doing something, like, she's, like, going out of her way. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown just doesn't care. He's like, all right, I mean, they don't like me anyway.
Yeah,
Nicki's getting to the point where it's like, I don't know what she's doing.
And like she, like you said earlier, like she won't keep her foot off the gas pedal. Like, bro,
nah, she won't stop.
She just keeps doubling down on the stupid.
Yeah,
she keeps outdoing herself.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like Chris Brown, like she's just like saying wild shit. Like, I don't know. Maybe that was a bad comparison, but like her, I don't know what she's trying to do, but I don't understand it. I don't know where her marketing team is. I don't know where the PR people is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She has the most trashiest team of people around her.
Yeah.
Friends, family, PR around her I've ever seen in my life because nobody checks this lady. Nobody goes in her ear and goes, hey,
yeah,
maybe you shouldn't say or tweet or do that. Maybe you should just, you know, let's sit out this one.
To me, she's already surpassed. Like, she is a superstar. She's too big for this whole negative press. Any press is good press.
No.
You're too big for that. You're a superstar.
I'm more than sure if I dedicated my next couple hours to just adding Nicki Minaj, I could get her to respond to me.
You could.
And that's the problem. You can't, like, you could never get fucking Beyonce or Rihanna
to Rihanna.
You could never. You couldn't even hope to get them to like react to you in such a way.
Yeah.
But Nicki, you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. She's very, it's easy to get to her. And she makes herself very accessible. And I don't know why she's, I don't get it. I don't know. I just hope she gets her shit together because this ain't it at all.
First thing she needs to do is get some help for her drug problem because she's on fucking drugs.
Definitely.
Let's just start with that on the real. Like, until you get your drug habit handled, ain't nothing to talk about because that's where this all stems from.
Yeah.
Because you're on that shit and you refuse to get off. So,
I don't know. Hopefully, she can get it together, man.
I mean, I won't say she can't. I won't say that because you can't count nobody out. You got to give everybody a chance to want to improve themselves. Her, I hope she can figure it out. With her personal, because she's talented. She's too talented.
It hurts to say it.
It hurts to say it. But she's too talented to be going through this type of thing. Like, if this is the chick that wrote that MonsterVerse way back when, right? If she is the same person that can write and perform that type of verse, she should be doing better. But sometimes it's not about the talent. It's about everything else around it.
Mm-hmm. I liked it better when she wasn't doing nothing, when she was nice and quiet. But I guess the tables have turned.
Yeah.
But speaking of these dumb hoes, Farrah Abraham is going to fight Hoops.
Why?
Hoops as in Hoops from Flavor of Love.
And Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom.
The one who's a horrible mother.
The worst one.
The worst one.
That's the one that be cursing out her mom and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
she treated her mom like shit. I hated that shit. Like,
oh, she was.
I hate when people disrespect their parents. That shit is so weird to me.
Yeah,
but she was on some next level.
Parents that you live with,
exactly.
Parents, like, the gall.
Yeah, like parents that
take care of you. Like, actively take care of you.
Yeah, that shit was weird.
Like, wasn't she actively taking care of her and her child that she had because she couldn't keep her little fast ass in the house?
Yeah, so you know she did a porn, right? Did you see that?
No.
I saw it.
Research.
It was
hot?
Nah, not really. I mean, yeah. It's Farrah Abraham.
Did you come?
No, I just watched it. I just wanted to see it.
You didn't even polish it real quick?
No. Absolutely the frick not.
Grow up, man.
There's nothing attractive about her. I just wanted to see it. I think I either saw it on Twitter, but I definitely saw it.
I could tell you the things I've jerked off to, you'd lose around a lot of respect for me.
Teach his own. My judgment hat is not on.
You know what? That's why you're one of my best friends, Julian. Because the judgment hat is always off with you.
No, it's not. It's not always off. It's on sometimes, but it's not on.
Particularly in this instance, it's off. And you choose the right spots.
Yeah, yeah. There's a time and a place for everything.
Listen.
But no.
Not when it comes to my meat.
All the time. It's all the time. It's go time, baby. I'm going to keep it real with you, meat. It ain't safe for you
right now. It ain't never safe for me. Nigga. Motherfucking meat is TTG, baby. Train to motherfucking to go in my hand. Anywho,
Farrah Abraham and Hoops are going to be boxing in a celebrity boxing match.
Why?
Now.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why does the world need this?
I want to know who picked this matchup because everybody knows Hoops is athletic. Yes. She's an athlete. She plays basketball. She's an athlete. Like. Yeah. Farrah Fawcett is a fucking moron.
And a junkie.
She
motherfucking...
First of all, she's had plastic surgery.
She drinks cigarette milkshakes for breakfast.
She drinks Newports.
She's not doing 12 rounds of anything.
No, this is probably going to be a 5-round... This should be like a 3-round. She can't
do 12 rounds of sitting.
It should be a 3-round MMA fight. Two minute rounds. Because they definitely ain't gonna last. I don't know who picked this matchup and why it's happening. But Farrah is definitely just. She was like, "How much to get my ass beat?"
Yeah,
that's all it was. Like
she said, "That's like 16,000 bogeys."
Whoa, that's like, man, that's like a new set of lips. So,
how many pounds of crystal meth?
I don't know when this fight's supposed to happen. I didn't see all the details. I just saw it like real quick, but
They should make that a thing. Like,
they should. They
celebrity
should
have, boxing.
Like, remember when Chris Brown was going to fight Soulja Boy? It just didn't happen?
Oh, my God.
That would have been a manslaughter.
Glad thing that didn't happen.
Who did you have?
Chris Brown would have beat the shit out of Soulja Boy. That
nigga can do backflips, dog.
Would beat the shit.
He got the Louis shoes. That's what he got. He would have got his ass beat.
That nigga would have saw Louis shoes in his dreams. He'd have had that nigga
sleeping.
Supermaning into a coma.
Ew. Soulja Boy is very lucky that fight didn't happen. Yo, he's so lucky.
Chris Brown would have beat the ever-loving shit.
I was going to watch, too. I definitely would have paid for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
They definitely missed out on a big opportunity, but Chris Brown backed out. I don't know why he backed out. It's not like he has any movies coming out. It's not like you have a fucking shoe deal, nigga.
It's not like you have a career.
Yeah, I mean, well, all right. Okay, all right.
Yeah, people still support that nigga. Shout out to you, losers.
I don't know why. I mean, the fight could have happened. It would have been a bad look, put it like that. But as far as everybody knows, it's not like Chris Brown, you know, has any endorsements. So he wouldn't have lost.
I mean, and to keep it a buck, we already seen the nigga got hands.
Yeah, we know. I mean, listen, we know that nigga can fight. Soulja Boy would have caught the meanest L. You can't
fight men? We don't know. Not necessarily yeah. Men.
He's definitely at least 3-0 against a couple bitches.
The nigga, Chris Brown against women in the women's division.
Undefeated.
Is an undefeated champ. He is the Mike Tyson of the women's division. That nigga, Chris Brown, is Layla Ali wrapped in one. He is undefeated.
He's like the trans kids that be running high school track with the girls. You ever seen that? They be boys and they're like, oh, I'm trans, and they run with the girls and they break state records and shit. That's what Chris Brown was
yes.
doing.
Yes.
That's just wild. Can you imagine being a dad and trying to support your daughter and there's a nigga on the track and y'all running they're running 200 and this nigga runs like a 19 flat? Mind you, that's like Olympic.
I have nothing. I don't even know what to say about stuff like that because that's
what
such
do you
a,
do?
It's such a touchy, gray right? area. It's so touchy. But it also, it's like really.
It is, but it isn't.
It's absurd, yeah. But it's like, you can't, what can you say?
If they should make a rule, like, if you get a physical and you still have a penis, you have to run with the boys division.
I won't even say penis, but if you have like a certain amount of testosterone and like estrogen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should do it like that.
If you test their levels.
Because I think those operations are very, very, very,
it's super
very,
expensive.
Very, very, very expensive.
So nobody in high school is getting it. That's what I'm saying. They still have, they're still so, men. Yeah. They're still males.
So you got, yeah, you can't just.
They're literally just saying.
You can't just grow your braids extra long and then try to run into girls.
Yeah, that's like a dude's like, yo, I'm not playing football no more. I'm playing field hockey. And just running on the field and running all the girls over. Nobody's going to stand for that, right? That's
pretty wild.
That's crazy. Yeah. So the same thing should apply for like track. Like
this world is evolving quickly, and this is a lot of
things. It's rapid.
It's a lot of things that need to be adjusted and accounted for to catch up. So,
well, whichever generations that raise these niggas now, y'all did a fucking bad job. Because I don't know what's going on in this world anymore. But
niggas are wild in general.
Niggas are wild in general. I don't know what is going
on. Niggas are wild nowadays.
Is it more progressive? Is the world more progressive? I guess so.
Is the world more progressive?
I guess the fact that racism is blatant now, is that progressive? At least it's not subtle anymore.
Okay, all right. We're going to have this discussion. All right, let's do that.
Does that make it progressive?
I would say, is the world more progressive? Yes. Mm. Is it genuine? I don't know. I feel like people are progressive nowadays because of the consequences that can befall them if they're not.
Yeah.
Like, let's say example for white people. Mm. Are white people less racist than now? I don't know. Mm. But do they show less racism? Absolutely. Why? Because a white person, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can say, get caught saying nigga one time and your career is out the motherfucking window.
Yeah.
Next thing you say, before you get the ER out of nigger, your mother, you got a box of your things out from your
address is on Facebook.
Nigga, you dox, nigga, you got a box of your things from your desk magically appear in your arms. And your first unemployment check comes in. And you're all of a sudden you're on Indeed.com and Glassdoor. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, and then if you say something about like gay people wrong, like you could lose it all. Like, so I don't know if it's genuine.
Yeah. It's definitely a more sensitive world.
Absolutely. Like
people's skin just isn't as tough as it used to be. But at the same time.
You know what this? You know what the fuck I just saw? What? Do you see that shit on Twitter?
About the Xbox Live?
But they say that like kids are like going to like therapy or something because they're open necked. Open neck is a crime now.
Listen,
you soft marshmallow pieces of shit. No.
Used to get open necked all the time. I did not go through all of that shit. Just for this bullshit.
I did not suffer through 7th and 8th grades of open necks.
These niggas is hoes, bro.
For you pussies.
Exactly. Like,
for you pussies.
It was like initiation. It was like pledging 8th grade.
Yeah, nigga. You was pledging middle school, my nigga.
Middle five school, okay?
Middle five school, nigga.
I don't know. That shit is soft as hell. Like, they're trying to tell people like, oh, you hit sensitive areas of the neck and you can do this and you can do that. I ain't never ever seen a nigga drop to his knees from getting open neck.
And if you and did, I've seen some I'd give you another one for
exactly. I'd give
knees.
You another one for being a bitch.
Because
you
was a bitch.
Because you a whole ass nigga.
Yeah, nigga. A hand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, then you get a hand.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Then hand.
Don't come to school with a fresh cut because it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, that one was cruel. We should have done that. We don't reward niggas for getting their haircut. Let's slap it.
Fresh cut?
How do you learn that? What does that teach?
Well, it teaches. It should be.
Good hygiene, nigger.
It should be because why were our parents taking us at that age getting ones? Why? Why was our hair so low, Mike?
It was too cheap to go multiple times in a month.
I'm about to say, because
February, nigga. This is your February cut. Do not talk to me until March. Like, nigga, that was your Black History Month
that
cut.
That shit was so fucked up.
And it was
up,
a like, tight fade with a one.
Oh, my gosh. Niggas used to come to school bald.
Nigga, bald.
Head cold as hell.
Oh, man. That shit I remember one time I grew my hair for the longest and I had an afro. Uh-huh. And I was young and fat with an afro. Not a good look. Nigga. But I cut it off. My head was so cold.
Yeah, bro.
It was it was the middle of summer too when I got cut, but my head was so cold. And I just felt the breeze like, nigga, my dick shrunk up into my belly button, nigga. It was cold, bro. I was like, what the hell? That shit ain't no joke. Is this?
That shit ain't no joke. Yo, it's definitely slapping necks and heads in the middle school though.
Yo,
oh, remember the tipper phase?
Now that
was cruel.
That is wrong. That
they need to get rid of that.
That taught nothing.
That
hand and open neck.
Hand taught you to stop being dumb.
Open neck
told you to watch your surroundings.
Yeah, keep your head on the sword.
That's just fucking gay, nigga.
And that shit was hurt.
Especially when they tip you and they get like the ball.
The
ball. No, the ball would hurt the most. No, nigga, the ball.
The ball, but the tip of the tip head. Get your head.
The head hurt. The tip. When they get the ball though, that was like when they would like halfway miss and bro. That was horrible.
Yeah. Sometimes the misses were hurt more than the direct contact. That's what I'm saying.
The direct contact usually didn't hurt. Like, yo, like you eat that.
Yeah.
But when they hit like the ball.
When they graze it.
When they hit one nut. Oh.
It throws your whole equilibrium off, nigga.
Your balls are in your stomach, nigga, and
you have a mini stroke.
It's all bad, bro.
Yo, it's
all bad.
You're like, blah, 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 blah. Like, nigga, you just on the verge of
tears. It was that wasn't good.
Did girls have things like that?
Yeah, girls are hitting each other in the pussy. I've seen it.
You're lying.
Yes, girls were definitely.
Girls were not hitting each other.
Maybe because I went to Cinnaminson. I was in a white school, so they were definitely doing it there.
They were kick.
I seen them slap each other in the boob and say breast cancer. You never seen that? What
the fuck is that?
Yeah, shit was wild. I'm pretty sure they did that at Townsville too.
Hey yo, ladies, not even the ones that we went to school with. All ladies, do you guys have something that's equivalent to like open necks and like tippers?
I'm pretty sure they were hitting.
Were you like hitting each other, flicking each other's in the boobs?
I'm pretty sure
randomly in the hallway,
in the vagina.
What were y'all doing things like that, or were y'all just more cultured than us? Which is highly likely.
Very likely.
I really want to hear what that is.
I just became mature.
I'm not sure if I'm all the way there yet. I think I'm there.
Oh, I might not be, because I still laugh at the dumbest shit. So.
Oh, yeah. But hold on. You said that he was slapping each other in the titty and say breast cancer?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a little reckless, right?
So Farrah Abraham and Hoops are still fighting.
Yeah, so it's round 7, and Hoops is busting her ass.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I who made up that matchup? Because Hoops is such, like, who would have been a better matchup for Hoops?
A better matchup for Hoops?
Yeah, like a celebrity who's, like, not an athlete.
Okay, I'm not going to choose somebody for Flavor Love because that's not fair.
No, New York would New be York. A good matchup against Hoops.
Ooh. That would be a good match.
New York got some anger.
Because New York's not, like, athletic.
But she's just crazy.
She's, like, a black and mild in human form. But she's feisty and tenacious.
Exactly. I think that matchup might be
passion.
Something. Yeah.
She looks like she hates to lose.
I don't know. Maybe, like.
They should make this a league. Like, all right, bet. If we had a league like this of, like, celebrity fights, who would you want to see fight?
I would want to see Drake versus Kanye. That's a definite.
Who's winning that to you?
Cause I think Drake would have the upper hand. They both lift though, so that's the thing. Kanye's been lifting, so it's not like one is like. I mean, I don't know who's weaker than the other, but they both, you know, they're both in the gym. They're both active,
right?
I don't know. I feel like Drake is 6 foot though.
Drake is 6 foot,
and Kanye's what, like 5'9"?
I don't know how tall Kanye is. I don't think he's 6 foot.
He's not 6 foot.
But Kanye's from Chicago.
Kanye's from Chicago. A little schizophrenia in there.
He's a little nutty.
He might hit him. Might get him with the Hey Arnold. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Like,
I'm crazy.
Not
that serious a podcast. It's sympathetic to all those affected with mental health issues.
Bless him.
But
I don't know. I feel like that would be a good one, though.
I got Kanye in that one.
You got Kanye?
I have Kanye in that fight.
I would go with... Just say I have to go with Drake. He got the reach.
Chuck versus Shaq.
Oh, my God.
I want to see them scrap.
No, bro. Shaq would bust. He would beat the fuck out of him.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
You think Chuck would stand?
I think
you think Charles Barkley would stand a chance? Charles
Barkley would beat the shit out of Shaq. I think Charles would beat the dog shit out of Shaq.
Because he's been waiting for this.
Slow stroke that nigga. No homo.
He'd be pushing that nigga's face in the dirt like, eat the grass.
He'd be like, he would make him stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Stop hitting yourself, Shaq.
Stop hitting yourself, Shaq.
Stop hitting yourself, Shaq.
Nigga, Chuck will beat the shit out of Shaq while giving him his free throw percentage stats. Remember, you were 2 for 12. Motherfucker against the Suns, little bitch.
There's no way, no.
Like in Shaq 2002, you were 19% from the free throw line, motherfucker. And just beat.
There's no way, bro. There's no way Shaq would take that L.
I think Shaq would. Shaq would beat the shit out of Shaq, man.
Shaq would beat the fuck out of him. Do you know how out of shape Charles is?
They're both out of shape.
Shaq isn't as out of shape though. Shaq at least still hits the court.
All right, so let's do it like this. Give each of them 6 months to train. How they choose
Shaq.
I'm going with Chuck, bro.
Why?
Chuck is just
because he's Chuck.
Chuck is because he's Chuck.
No,
Chuck's a goon.
He is a goon, but Shaq,
he's a fucking goon.
But Shaq got anger.
Do we though?
Yes.
Any Shaq, nigga that was Kazam don't got anger, nigga.
No. No, I'm telling you, Shaq would beat the fuck out of him. You're crazy.
Nah, dog.
He would be hammer fisted at it, just like on time.
Nah, man. Just
punching this nigga in his face, bro.
Nah, man. I don't think so, man.
He would bust his ass.
I think Chuck would really wash Shaq, man. Like, I sincerely believe this.
I don't see how. All right, how about Travis Scott? Who's another okie ass nigga? Travis Scott versus Tory Lanez.
Ooh.
Travis Scott versus Tory Lanez. Who y'all winning? Battle of the jump shots. Because both of them niggas have horrible form.
They do have terrible form.
They both
form.
Shoot like nobody told them,
nigga,
how to play
basketball. I would pay to see them go one-on-one.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Battle of the bricks.
No.
Oh, my
God. Raindrop. Maybe rain.
Maybe rain.
Hot sizzle. Make it rain.
Rain dance.
Rain dance. No, but I'll tell you, if them niggas were in a fight, I feel like the only way to decide.
I'm automatically biased towards any nigga from Canada.
Really? Except for Drake, obviously.
Any nigga from Canada, I'm biased towards. I don't think they can win.
Oh, you don't think they can win?
Yeah.
So you're taking Travis?
I don't know. Nah, I gotta go with Tori because he's a feisty little dude.
Yeah, he is feisty. But I feel like they would just end up putting each other in a headlock for like 10 minutes.
Get off me. Get off. Get off. Get off. Let me go. All right, count three. One, two.
And they just hang on like. I don't know. I feel like
that's a good one.
That'd be a good one, right?
That's a good one.
Travis Scott versus Tory Lanez in a fight.
What's another straight good up? Fight? DJ Academics versus Shiggy. Who's winning that fight?
Nobody.
Everybody loses.
Everybody. It'd be a double knockout.
A double knockout.
DJ Academics. First of all, I can't imagine him doing.
Do you think DJ Academics could beat anybody in a fight?
Probably not. I think my mom would be able to fuck up DJ Academics. Like, she would beat that nigga the fuck up.
Yeah.
Damn, he said Academics versus Shiggy. That's actually pretty funny.
That'd be a great fight to watch. Comedic purposes.
This league needs to happen. Let people wear the big old boxing gloves with a headgear. Nobody gets hurt, bro. It's just boxing.
Yeah.
And just, you make a bracket. Not even a bracket. Like, you put celebrities on different teams, and, you know, when they win the match, they get points, and whoever team got the most points, you win.
I mean, sounds like $1 million idea to me.
Oh, come on, son.
They really need to start paying us, bro.
That'd be great.
Do you got any more fights that you could think of?
Uzi versus Dex. That'd be the game.
Uzi versus Who the nigga he just ran up on?
Oh, Rich the Kid.
Yeah.
Uzi would beat him up.
That's easy. You think Uzi can fight?
That's easy. He would knock them fake teeth right out of that nigga's mouth.
Yeah. Uzi beat that nigga up. Uzi beat the shit out of
him. Uzi rolled up by himself in Philly.
But he was in Philly, though.
So what? He was in Philly by himself. Why are you in Philly by yourself?
That's his hood.
It is, but he was on South Street. It was like, what the fuck?
Uzi is a zesty ass nigga, but I'm more than sure he has hands.
I think he has hands. Well, you know what they say? They say, you know, they say gay niggas can fight.
You think Uzi's first guy?
I don't think he's gay. He's just the baddest bitch ever.
Perfect answer.
Yeah, he's not gay.
No, he's definitely the baddest.
He's Prince, bro.
And Uzi, if you listen to this, we need more music, bro. You're out here slacking.
You out here slacking, my nigga. So, I don't know what you doing.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's been long enough.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah, but
who else?
Who else would be a good fight?
Those are some good fights. Let's do one more female one.
One more?
You know it's a fight that's been building up for decades?
Decades
that needs to just finally happen?
Who?
Brandi versus Monica.
They got beef for real?
They've been having beef for years.
Really? Ever since the boy's mine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, who do you think would win?
Well, Brandi killed somebody, so she got it.
She did with the help of a car, though. Can't bring a car to a fight. She can't bring a Range Rover to scrap. So she can't be getting washed like tagging her Range. Beep, 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 beep. She can't just she can't click her keys and go.
Hey, Monica's just running. Oh shit! That'd be horrible. Shout out to you, Brandi.
Yeah.
But
shout out to your license.
But should be suspended.
How many points is that? How many points on the license?
How many points?
How many points on your license is killing somebody?
It's got to be at least 30,000.
How many defensive driving courses did she have to take?
How many hours, right?
How many hours? She had
mad
to
hours.
So we have DUI is 10 hours. moving violations is 5 hours.
Yeah, you're down here.
Murder.
Eternity.
You're here till Christmas. But miss, it's May. You're here till Christmas. Yo, somebody Google how many points on your license for vehicular manslaughter. How many points do you get for that?
Oh my gosh. You should get a lot. It should be a lot. It should be a lot.
It should be at least 4, right?
Yeah, at least.
At least 4 for vehicular manslaughter for the death.
Can you imagine somebody asking you, like, you got any points on your license? Like, nah, I just killed a nigga. I'm good. Damn. Yeah, that happens a lot with celebrities, though. Because didn't it happen to Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner, one of George Bush's wife.
Yeah, Laura Bush.
Laura Bush.
Who else? It happened to somebody else. Brandi, Laura Bush, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, the nigga, the racer nigga.
Who? Oh, yeah, Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart in a race.
In a race.
In the race.
Killed the nigga in the race.
The nigga was on the track, and then, wow!
Kablammy.
Hey, man.
I don't know how that happened. I think he was on the track when he was supposed to be.
I think the dude's car broke down, and he was, like, walking, like, off the track or something.
Oh.
And Tony Stewart was coming back around. You know, NASCARs go very fast, so he's going, like 150 miles an hour or whatever. He was probably faster than that. And he smacked that nigga.
Wow. Yeah, that...
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
It's the white man's.
You ever try to watch NASCAR, man?
Me, Blair actually, my brother actually likes, like, racing. So we used to watch. But we liked Formula One more. Because, you know, there's more twists and turns and shit.
What's Formula One?
Like, you know, Formula One, like the car that's, like, mad fast.
Oh, like the little ones that look like the go-karts.
Yeah, like, and the driver's head is out the side.
Right. Ooh,
so we used to watch that a little
gotta
more.
That's got to be way more dangerous.
Yeah, it's way more dangerous. We used to watch that a little more. And then we had, like, a NASCAR game. So, like, the game was way more exciting than watching it, but...
I mean, a lot more things to watch.
Exactly, so...
Watching it, my nigga.
Okay.
Before we move on to, like, more sports shit, let's just cover the VMAs real quick.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
We skipped right over the VMAs.
Well, because we barely watch.
I didn't. We watched different parts because, like, I watched the beginning half, and then you watched the end.
Yeah, I saw the end of it.
All right, so let's come together and then put it together.
Happy medium. So what happened in the beginning?
Number one, I fucking hate Logic.
He is the worst. I
hate
that nigga. Is,
like, I'm fully, like, before it was like, haha, Logic's a cornball, blah blah blah. Yeah. But, like, I am now comfortable in my body and saying, I hate Logic.
Yeah, didn't he have a performance where, like, he had, like, kids on the stage?
Of many of his other 30,000 other performances.
Yeah, he always does. It's the same thing now. He's getting to his Eminem phase. Everything's an anthem.
He had a, you know, everything is a get together, we need to love somebody anthem. He had the white person trying to sound like a black person singing on the piano.
Of course.
He had The little sprinkle of kids of all denominations and sizes and shapes and colors and orientations, blah, 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 holding hands with the, like, we need to love each other type shit. He brought in a goddamn choir.
Yep.
A choir full of white people, by the way. Foul. All choirs should contain at least 92% black people.
Maybe one white person.
One token white.
Yep.
But, you know, he had a whole bunch of white people and, like, half of Menudo in there.
Yeah.
And then he was just rapping his motherfucking mayonnaise motherfucking...
Bobby biracial, right?
Bobby biracial fucking saltine bars.
Yeah.
And I hate him. I don't like him.
I'm good off him.
He's not it.
Not by any means.
Like, why does he try so hard?
I don't know why he tries so hard. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know why this is his thing right now. Like, you know how different artists go through different phases? Like, why is this his phase?
I never followed him. Like, you used to follow him earlier.
Yeah, I used to listen to him back in
so college. What was he like in his beginning?
He was dope.
Yeah.
Like, when he was putting out, like, the Sinatra mixtapes, it was dope. Like, he was just spitting. Like, he would rap mad fast.
Why do all white rappers rap
that? I don't know.
Is that their formula?
I don't know. But this is like 2011. So is that, like,
yo,
just fire. Yeah, you got him.
Do they just have a meeting?
Yellow Wolf, MGK. Like, look at me. I'm white. I can rap fast.
All white people call the meeting. They're like,
Melon. Caucasian court has adjourned.
This is the Caucasian caucus. First order of business, this hip-hop thing, and how do we break into it? What can we provide?
G-Eazy got to be the first white rapper to not rap ridiculously fast.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
They're like, I got an idea.
Let's slow down. No, let's speed it up.
Speed it up. What's your idea, Tim? Speed it up! God, he's a brilliant.
He's a fucking genius.
He's a genius. But just rap really fast.
You got Bobby Biracial, he raps fast. Yellow Wolf raps fast.
MGK.
MGK raps fast.
Eminem.
Eminem raps fast. That nigga Knots, I think his name is, from he fucked with Tech N9ne and him.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen him do that red with the red hair?
No.
He raps. He nice though. Uh-huh. He raps fast as shit. But I don't know what it is, like. I don't get it. They all just rap really fast, like,
like they rap really fast to hide the fact that you're not saying shit.
Yeah, to hide the fact that they're white.
Yeah. Do you think rapping fast?
That's what rap is to them. That's what rap is to white people. It just sounds so fast.
That's how. I can't follow it, so I might as well just speed it up.
I don't get it. But what else happened at the?
VMA.
The first half of the VMA.
So they had Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj perform. Ariana Grande did amazing.
She's very good. I like her.
Shout out to her. Shout out to Ariana Grande. Mm. And she's with Pete Davidson now.
Yeah, they can't stop. They're just all over each other.
They're super in love.
I'm telling you, I said it on Twitter. They be fucking, like, fucking.
They be fornicating.
Yeah, they be fornicating, nigga.
They fornicate.
Yeah, they be doing shit that's, like, halfway dangerous.
Shit is illegal in Texas. Yeah. I promise you.
I tell you.
They do some shit that's illegal in motherfucking Alabama.
They nasty.
I don't know. Yo, can we safely say that, like, Ariana Grande probably has some of the best box available?
She must. You see how this nigga Pete be look? You see how he looking at her?
Yeah. First of all, if you know Pete Davidson,
yeah,
you know what he looked like.
Yeah, before all of this, and how he acted.
And how he acted.
This ain't the same.
His entire demeanor.
This is not.
Before he met Ariana Grande.
This is some Erykah Badu, Andre 3000 shit. Yo. This shit is crazy.
She got Erykah Badu-y box.
Yeah, yeah. It's looking that way.
Yeah.
She had Big Sean tripping.
This pussy changes personalities.
This pussy put Mac Miller in.
Heavy drugs. Mac Miller is on some love shit.
On the heavy drugs.
He's on some R&B shit now.
Had that nigga crashing Range Rovers and everything.
I don't think Mac Miller smokes weed anymore.
He probably doesn't.
He sips green tea.
Strictly DMT.
he's vegan. And he's vegan now. Thinking about how he misses her.
That shit different. I don't know what she be doing.
And then, now look. Just look at Pete Davidson in like 2015. Mm-hmm. Look at him now. This motherfucking.
Yeah, blonde hair.
This motherfucking twat done turned this man into the sixth Backstreet Boy. This nigga looks like June Tao from Rush Hour.
He does. I don't know why. He got the blonde hair. He's like he's dressing nicer now. Like,
he's halfway. Like, the nigga was in GQ.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
She done turned this nigga
into a model.
Made this nigga sexy. That's some good pussy. You can turn a dweeb nigga into a sex symbol.
I'm telling you, that's that Erykah Badu shit, bro.
Yeah, nigga.
That's what it is.
He had motherfucking.
It's that Baduism.
Yeah, that bitch almost broke up Outkast, nigga. Because that nigga was reading tree leaves and tea leaves and shit. He was not rapping, not nary a bar.
Hey, Andre, you trying to go to the studio? Nah, bro. Mars is in retrograde, nigga. I can't do this.
A question for you, astrology. Is Mars in retrograde like all year?
It must be because you motherfuckers. Dumb assholes out here.
I really like every time I see one of y'all's like, it's in retrograde. How often does Mars go into retrograde?
I don't know. As often as they need.
Maybe y'all should cancel Mars.
An excuse to do something stupid.
Yeah. I got that train ran on me because Mars was in retrograde. Really?
Boy, I was not myself.
I was not myself. Boy, the planets were not aligned.
Imagine that cop out.
I knew I let him nut in me for no.
I knew it. I was like, why am I so crazy? Mars was spinning backwards. I knew it. Like, the fuck? I don't get that shit.
But, you know.
Man, to each his own.
Yeah.
Unless it's stupid.
But, yeah, Ariana Grande. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, I would.
Absolutely.
I'd be scared, but I'd do it.
I'd be nervous.
Yeah, very nervous.
But I'd try it out.
But I give it a little razzle dazzle.
So she performed. Mm. It was great. Mm. Nikki performed. As much as I like the shit on Nikki, she did a good job. Mm. Well, she performed in front of an obvious crowd of all her fans.
Yeah.
Like, because she wasn't there. She was like in a different location performing.
Yeah, I don't know why. They did that a couple times throughout the award show.
Yeah, so I don't know why, but they did. Mm. So it looks like they, honestly, what they did, but they weren't slick with it, where they just basically got a bunch of people who are certified Nikki fans. They put them in a place and they said, Nikki, perform for them. And they looked extra hype, so it looked better than what it was. But she did perform well.
It was a decent performance.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I assume that's what it was. Her performances really aren't bad. Like, except for the last one I think she did, when she was like crawling around on the floor or some shit like that. Yeah, I forget where that was. But
the BET Awards.
Yeah, I heard that one wasn't good. I didn't see it, though. But I heard that one was not good at all. But for the most part, it's not like she's a bad performer. Yeah. She be doing her thing, I guess.
I don't ever want to see Kevin Hart or Tiffany Haddish host anything.
Nigga, that shit was funny. I saw that part. When they came out on stage and they was roasting niggas.
You thought that was funny?
That shit was funny.
What about?
I was cracking up.
What about that was funny to you?
I forget what they even said. It was funny though.
Like, none of that shit was funny.
I was laughing.
Bro, I was cringing the entire time.
Really? What?
I laughed. It was so cringing. You can just see he's just like,
I laughed.
Ho-ho, Trump. You can't make us not kneel, Jack. Suck a dick. Ha-ha.
Like, I forget like, what he said. What the fuck is nigga, you? I was laughing. That shit was funny.
I was like, Kevin Hart, what the fuck is all 4'11 of you doing right now?
I don't know. That shit was funny.
You thought that shit was funny?
It was funny. Maybe just because I'm like, I just like Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart. They make me laugh. Hey, man.
Okay.
Go watch Night School. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Oh, yeah. That's their movie together.
That's
right?
The movie together. I'm that should be funny.
Yeah, it should be good.
And what else did I see? It was pretty much.
That's all I saw.
The award show really wasn't exciting. Like, nothing really happened.
J-Lo had her. She got the award for like.
They was treating her like she's Beyonce or something. That shit had me tight. First of all, she stole half of them songs from Ashanti. Ashanti wrote a lot of songs that J-Lo got.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ashanti even put it on her Instagram when J-Lo was performing. She was like, oh, this is my song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But can we also talk about how good Ashanti's been looking lately?
Oh, my gosh. That girl's thicker than frozen peanut butter, my nigga. Woo, boy. Man. Yeah, she been fine as hell.
That shit thicker than, she thicker than racial tension in America, boy.
Yeah, she thick.
Oh, man. She got,
she don't really put out, she don't put out music, though. I don't know why.
I don't know either. People I want to hear music from still, I want to hear Ashanti make music, and I want A-Marie to make music.
A-Marie put out a mixtape like last year.
Yeah, I heard she got some music out recently.
Last year? It wasn't that good, though. I listened to it.
No?
I wasn't really feeling it.
Well, I know A-Marie doesn't get the respect she deserves, especially for her first album. Her first album.
That shit was immaculate.
Really, really good. I still bump it.
Yeah, I do too.
To this day. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been bumping it a lot lately.
Yeah, I wish you would put out more. Ashanti, A-Marie. There's a couple people I want new music from that I haven't done in a while. You know, Lloyd is supposed to be putting out a new album. I can't wait to hear that.
Lloyd,
yeah.
That's yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing that
because I know his last single that he had out was really good. So.
Yeah. So we were VMA shit. Yeah. We keep going,
nigga. Hey, look,
nigga, let me just branch off like a tree, nigga. VMAs.
You know what it was when you signed up.
Yeah, listen. If you come here for structure, you're in the wrong place. You're
not fucking getting it.
You're not getting it, okay?
So.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, just like a third round. You're not getting that out of me. You might get a second.
A third round?
A third? Bitch. Please.
Please.
To ask for like multiple, like I was talking shit. I didn't mean that. You thought I
said a lot of things.
I said a lot of things. All I do is talk shit. You thought I was giving you three and four. You thought that, bitch? You thought any nigga was gonna do that for you? And then it's always the one nigga that comes. Yeah, I get my girl 17 rounds. We be
fucking for like 4.5, 5 rounds.
Shut up.
Shut up, Dweeby McDweebington.
Yeah, shut up, Moses Mandingo. We don't want to hear your shit.
You probably Moses gotta, Mandingo.
The only niggas that say shit like that got seashell necklaces. And they only wear linen pants.
And they got dreads and they wear like the fucking bandana with the dreads sticking out the back.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Calm down, Pocahontas. Pocahontas looking ass niggas.
She's a seashell necklace.
You know them niggas.
Yeah, I do.
Fucking relax.
Oh, man. But the VMAs. Oh, fucking Madonna. Did you see that part? Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. And I just hear.
I don't know why they let her.
When I hear Aretha Franklin, that's why I was reading some tweets. Like I was just like, honestly. When Aretha Franklin died, I was like, I know the VMAs are going to rush to do something to tribute to
But her. They really didn't, though.
But
they didn't, but they did.
They should have just left it alone in time.
Exactly.
Like, you could have, like, honestly, you could have just put together a slideshow and leave it at that. Because you're the VMAs, we don't expect that from you.
Exactly.
We don't. We expect you to honor her, but we don't expect no elaborate thing.
Exactly.
Now, BET Awards.
Oh, I expect fireworks.
You Negroes are on notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it together now. Phone calls should have been made a few days ago.
That's what happened with them. Yeah, they I'm sure they're already getting it.
Phone calls should have been made.
Jennifer Hudson's probably already in the studio.
Jennifer Hudson's in there.
Yeah.
Jill Scott, yo big ass, get in there.
Yolanda Adams.
Yolanda Adams. Get ready.
We need another one.
We need another one.
And to spice it up, get Tori Kelly in there because that girl can sing her ass off.
She can stay her white ass at home.
No, Tori Kelly invited.
She is not invited.
Bro, you never heard Tori Kelly?
I get it, but she's white.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Today, it matters.
You never heard Tori Kelly?
Sure. She can sing on the side stage. The Pepsi Rising artists again.
I would listen to Tori Kelly doing Aretha Franklin tribute.
No,
I would.
No,
that girl can sing.
I know she can. But
so
no.
What do you want? You want Yolanda?
Yes.
Fantasia?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just saying.
Give me the hits.
I'm just saying.
I know you can do it.
I'm here for Tori Kelly.
I know you're able, baby, but not right now.
I'm here for it, though.
Sing on the side stage. Give us another one. Okay. Sing us into the commercial break, Tori Kelly.
Oh, come on.
And Nationwide is on your side, bitch.
What the MTV Awards did, they brought out Madonna.
Fucking, like Aretha Franklin and Madonna.
Yeah, why are you bringing out this white
them
woman?
Them shits don't correlate.
Like, basically, and I watched the whole thing. Basically, Madonna got up there and she just talked about herself the whole time. And at the end of the story, she was like, well, none of this would be possible without Aretha Franklin. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
apparently she like told a story about her getting robbed and shit like
she
that.
She was going on and on. I stopped listening. Like, she was up there talking for a good five to eight minutes. And that's a long time to be on a TV screen. Just
somebody
talking.
Said they counted the amount of times she said I. Apparently she said
I a lot. She was talking about herself
somebody said
the whole
she
time.
Said I. In a tribute to Aretha Franklin,
yeah.
She said I 56 times.
She was talking about herself the whole time. And that's what I'm saying. At the end, she was just like, oh, I say all this because without Aretha, I wouldn't have been able to do whatever. You know, none of this would have been possible. So I'm like, that was a fucking waste. So MTV, they should have just left it alone. They tried to leave it alone, but I guess they just wanted someone to say something. But it shouldn't have been freaking Madonna.
You got the wrong person.
Yeah, why her? Y'all know she crazy. Stop acting like y'all know she crazy. Madonna crazy.
Just... Not even the fact that she's crazy, just why her for Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
There's nobody else you could call. There's nobody you could get in contact with. Like, not a soul. You couldn't even get, like, her family members.
Harry Belafonte to get up there, like, I met Aretha Franklin. Like, I don't
you could have got anybody. You could have gotten anybody. But, no, I don't see. MTV continues to show us why they're trash and that dead awards are not for us.
Because remember when Michael Jackson died? He died 2 days before the... No, I'm sorry. I just saw this. He died.
Michael Jackson died.
Four days later, bro.
They gave the big award to Taylor fucking Swift.
At the BET Awards?
Oh, I thought you meant at VMAs.
No.
Oof. Nah, BET Awards, I don't remember. I really don't remember what they did for Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson did the BET Awards, that's when Chris Brown performed.
Oh, yeah.
Brown performed, but Michael Jackson had died 4 days before the award shows were going
to
air.
Oh, yeah, they had to scramble.
So they were scrambling. Like, it was crazy. Like, he died on June 25th, either June or July 25th, and the show was on the 29th. And that's when they got Chris Brown to do the tribute, and he like broke down on stage and shit. But that just goes to show you, it is very possible to do a tribute.
When you
want to
make it happen, you'll make it happen.
Yeah, if you want to do it,
The VMAs clearly and MTV clearly showed that they didn't give a fuck
enough
to make it happen.
It wasn't.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And they continue to show that they're not for us, and they don't care about our interests and our
things.
They
just want
to
hear our music.
And what we do, they just want to listen to our music and accept it. Accept the things of black culture that is only when it's convenient, and that's what that is.
That's life. Everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga
all the time. And then the J-Lo thing, you saw the J-Lo tribute in her thing,
acting like she's Beyonce and shit.
Yeah, I mean, she was up there for a long time.
Yeah, well, apparently that was like her speech was just stupid, dumb, long, which was wild. Yeah. But her show itself was like, because you know she performs in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So she has her own show like in Vegas. Like she performs like headlining Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, she has a residency.
She has a residency in Vegas.
Nice.
So she performed some of that. You know, that was like you know, like a very simplified version of the show that she does. I'm not saying she can't perform, but I never thought she could sing. So I personally think
she's not a singer.
Jennifer Lopez is highly overrated. She is overrated.
No, I think she's very underrated, honestly.
Underrated?
She don't get a lot of respect she deserves, bro. Like, as far as, like, cultural impact, she's done a lot. Especially with merging the Latino and Black communities. She did a lot, bro. Her music wasn't always the greatest, and she definitely was nobody's top singer.
Yeah, I guess.
But she had a big cultural impact.
Okay, so did Lumidee.
Who?
Nobody. Come on. That was almost a bigger song than anything J-Lo's ever done. Almost.
Niggas fuck with her. Niggas fuck with Nina Sky, but they're not J-Lo, my nigga.
Nina Sky or something.
Yeah. Nina Sky.
It was fine as hell. But yeah. I guess, man.
Yeah, whatever, man. You gotta give J-Lo her respect.
I guess. I just still think she's overrated because she can't sing. I never liked her singing. That's a lot of music. I like some of her songs. Like, I like, you know, obviously I like Ain't It Funny. I like, you know, the one with her and LL Cool J. I like Waiting For Tonight. But she has some songs, but she only has about like five that I actually listen to. That I actually know.
I mean, I hear you. You don't like Jenny from the Block?
That's one of the five.
Okay. And then the All My Pride's on my head. That's fire.
She performed that. Yeah, that was good.
I'm Real.
She did I'm Real.
And I can't go on without you. Come on, man. Yeah,
that's okay. That's three.
J-Lo got bangers, bro.
I said five.
Sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes it's all you need, nigga.
I guess it's more than one.
Yeah, it's more than one, nigga. That's all, yeah. A lot of people can't even say they got one.
That's true. But after J-Lo, they had a couple more performances, and then the show basically simmered down. So
yeah, I don't know a lot. It was a lot of niggas I don't know. Like, who the fuck is Shawn Mendes?
You know who Shawn Mendes is? The
fuck is that nigga?
I mean, he's a white dude, but he real.
Okay.
His music's good. There's nothing holding me back.
Oh, that song. Yeah, oh, my bro,
that's
God.
My shit. Doop, 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 that's my doop, shit. Doop,
doop.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
They played at your job?
Yes, because my job plays the radio, and they play, like, the white stations on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I hear the same not eight songs. Cardi. That song.
Yeah.
Is it in my blood? Is it in my blood?
I don't know that song.
Yeah, yeah. That song, fucking Cardi B, I Like It Like That.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, my God.
I like that song, but
I know that Spanish part like it's English. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da, wa-americana. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba Like, nigga, it's not your sauce, my nigga.
That nigga took the whole second
half. That nigga was happy as shit to bring it to the American market.
This is mine.
He said, I got this, Cardi. That's enough for the VMAs, man. Okay.
What else do you want to talk about? We have a couple other things on here, but what's really important? What's the beef? What's the meat?
Yo, before we started recording, we watched Lamar Odom on the Coldest Balls thing.
Yeah, that was actually pretty crazy.
So if you don't know what Coldest Balls is, it's basically like a little web show that Kevin Hart has.
Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Who does he do it with?
I forget who he does it through. But I mean, it is a sponsored show.
Yeah, he is a sponsored show. One of and these sports outlets.
Yeah, and he does, you know, interviews with athletes in an ice tub.
In an ice tub.
In like an ice bath. So this week he had Lamar Odom. And the shit got real. Like, he was asking real questions. Like, obviously, it's going to be funny. It's Kevin Hart. So he's just being a fool. But then, you know, it kind of got real. And he asked him about, you know, about the whole Vegas thing. He asked him, like, you know, how he was doing with his life. And then at one point, Lamar Odom actually told him, like, yo, like, you know, he calls, you know, he says it's a walking miracle. Like, it's a miracle that he's alive. And he told Kevin, he was like, yo, I had 12 strokes and 6 heart attacks while I was just in a coma.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you even survive that?
That shit was a walking miracle. That shit is amazing, bro.
That is wild. And then also, you know, at one point, Kevin Hart asked him, you know, how many kids he has. He said, I got one that's 19, I got one that's 16, I got one that's in heaven.
Yeah.
And he also lost his mom.
Can we talk about, like, yo,
shit's crazy.
Lamar Odom has been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about Lamar Odom for a second. Like, first of all, his game was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
If Lamar Odom played today,
he'd still be nasty.
He'd be nasty. Like, he'd be perfect for today. He's one of those first.
He wasn't
positionless basketball players.
Yeah, exactly. Because you had Magic Johnson, who could play kind of all five, but he was slow.
Right.
Magic Johnson wasn't like a fast dude,
and he couldn't shoot.
And he wasn't a shooter. Lamar Odom,
he could do all that shit.
He could do everything. He was positionless. Like play. He used to bring the ball to the court. He could play the 2, 3, 4.
He had handles. He could pass. He could shoot.
Dog. He was ahead of his time. Like he would be. If Lamar Odom was sixth man of the year one year. If he was in this league, he would be fine.
Two rings.
Yeah.
Two rings. So he was one of those first like positionless type dudes, like your Ben Simmons, your Giannis, your ADs.
Yeah.
Those dudes that could literally do shit, LeBron.
LeBron, man.
He was LeBron before LeBron, low key.
Yeah. Just not as nowhere near as dominant.
Not as dominant, but LeBron before LeBron, low key. Like he could do.
Yeah.
Anything on the court.
Anything.
And we really kind of understate or overlook his, like, skill on the basketball court because
there was a mold back then. It was either, you're a point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward.
That, and then all the stuff that happened later in his life with the drugs and the... He was on crack! Which is hilarious.
Very funny.
But he was going through a lot, bro. Like...
Yeah.
He had anxiety from playing.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his mom, lost a kid, battling drug addiction. Yeah. The drug addiction caused him to go in a coma where
he was with Khloe Kardashian on the show. He had all the cameras in his face.
Yeah, you're dealing with. I don't know about
there's this. There's a lot going on in his life at one time.
Yeah, she was in love with her, right? Mm-hmm.
Apparently they were pretty good with each other.
They were pretty good. And then even when they broke up, she was still there.
They were always friends.
She was still.
That's one thing I'll give her that. They were always friends.
While she was fucking James Harden.
Listen, man.
We won't talk about that though.
Yeah. We'll keep that on the hush.
Yeah. But like she still was out there supporting him, like helping him with the kids and shit.
Yeah.
So what that's a lot to deal with. Yeah. So he really I'm glad he made it through all that, man.
So am I. I was happy to see him. Like,
he looks good.
He does. He's healthy. Like, looks I remember good. At one point, he was not looking good. Like, he lost, a lot of weight. He was
not looking great on.
Not looking good at all. But now he looks healthy, like.
And hold up. He was at the Playboy Bunny Ranch, right?
Yeah, he was. No, not the Playboy Bunny Ranch. The joint that used to come on HBO.
Oh, Cat House?
Yeah, he was at the Cat House.
Oh,
that's why he said he's in Vegas.
Shit.
Oh, I used to watch that shit.
You little fucks that was born past 2000, you don't know nothing about Cat House.
You don't know Nathaniel, bro.
Cat House and real sex.
And real sex. That's all we had.
Katie Morgan sex tits.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Man, that's all we had, bro.
Oh, man. Sexo Urbano.
Yep.
Yeah, only the real ones know about Sexo Urbano. where they go to shit like Rio and Brazil and Europe. I know you remember this. You were real nigga. If you remember, do you remember those Hookers and Johns documentaries?
Yo,
bro.
Yeah, the joint out in Hawaii, right? Yeah,
one in Hawaii. It was one in Hunts Point in New York. It was one in AC. Yep.
Oh yeah, there was an AC. Yes, there's I saw an
AC one.
Dog.
It was a man.
Soft porn was the only accessible porn.
Soft
baby.
Porn was the only porn,
that
baby.
Was it. So if you remember that, you was a real nigga.
Nigga.
Using original meat.
If you a real nigga, you watch Hookers and Johns, and you remember Cindy the head nurse, the white girl that had the fucked up teeth, but she wore a nurse's outfit.
Outside?
That was her gimmick. That was her gimmick.
Her niche.
That was her niche. She would be out strolling, walking the stroll.
Oh, she was a night walker.
With a nursing outfit.
Wow. And she was the head doctor.
She was the head doctor, head nurse.
Wow.
She had no teeth.
Oh my
God. Sucking them dicks.
Oh my God. Making that money.
Making that bread, man. And they were always talking about, I got about one more year and I leave out like they're a vet. But then we follow them years later, they're still in the game.
Still sucking
they
mad never dick. Get out. Still sucking wild dick.
They never get out.
So sad.
What is it about the dick sucking game that's so hard to get out? It's so easy to get in, but it's a bitch to get out.
It's like a gang.
Yeah, nigga, it's like the mafia. Why is sucking dick like the mafia? Making niggas nut for a living is Some shit.
That's some old bullshit, if you ask me.
What a contract this nut game is. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Man.
But, boy, that's what we had, bro. The soft stuff.
Yo, man. Soft.
You
yo,
couldn't
bro.
See. You didn't see it go in and out, but you knew it was happening.
Do you remember your first time, like, seeing, like, softcore porn on, like, HBO and shit? Like, your earliest times doing that? Because I remember.
I don't remember the first time, but I remember, like when I used to watch it, like, on, like, it used to be on demand.
Yeah.
I was, like, when I get home from school, I just watch that shit.
I got caught one time.
Really?
That shit on demand. Because I was a little dickhead asshole, and I forgot that when you click out of something on demand, it's in your last viewed and on demand.
Yikes.
And you can, all you see is real sex 19, or to be like motherfucking sexy anal cove. And then you just see, it's just a white guy humping the shit out of this white lady. You don't see, you just see tits.
Yeah, you see boobies. Mad boobs. Look at them boobs.
With mad jazz playing in the background.
Like, is this porn? Am I watching a new war?
Is this a motherfucking...
Or am I watching a crime...
Is this a crime drama?
It was 7 o'clock. Little Cindy went missing. And all that's left is a tap dance show.
It's hard times in the city. The city could eat you alive. Sometimes I wonder why I stay in this city. But I love it here. It's called Sin City. Like, nigga, like, what the fuck? Yo, sorry to everybody who hasn't listened to the pod and headphones for that one. Because I know I fucked it up. I can imagine it. You know, it's just black and white and it's raining.
Yes, it's raining.
It's really a lone detective looking out the window.
Yep, with his trench coat and a hat. With a pipe. Sometimes I question why I stay in this city. Seems like everything that can go wrong does. Nothing ever goes right. Till I got a phone call. It was her.
And it was never the same after that.
That's the same music that was playing in the back of Real Sex.
Imagine that, but with dicks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yo, y'all got it. Yo,
what a childhood.
Look at the pictures we paint for y'all.
Yeah, come on, son.
Bro, I remember I used to be watching that shit. Like, I knew when it would come on. Like, I would, and I would wait until everybody is dead ass dead asleep. I had the shit down to a science.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your ears are never as sensitive when you're watching porn. You are sensitive to every little creak or footstep that goes on around you when you're watching.
The fuck was that? You had that last
nigga,
button.
You can hear a squirrel sneeze outside. What was that?
That last button was a savior. Nah, do you remember that one? Do you remember G4?
Yeah, G4 Tech TV.
Yes, remember they used to have a show. Who was it? It was Naked. They had a show on there. It was like Naked. It was like Naked Pictionary or something like that.
Nah.
They had a new. It was a show on there where people used to get butt naked.
What?
Yes. Let me see.
Bucket naked?
Butt naked.
Man.
They used to have their titties out on G4.
Damn. Yeah, we used to go through a lot just to see titties,
just
bro.
To see boobs, bro. Now I can look at it.
Yeah, I can do it right now. I could see motherfucking Amber Rose's asshole right now. I just had to type in the right letters.
Yep.
How spoiled. Yo, this generation's so
spoiled. You have no idea.
You don't get open neck. You get titties whenever you want.
Yep.
It's like...
They don't have to work for
you
nothing.
You don't have to work for nothing.
You don't have to
this
work
for nothing. This is bullshit. What else? What else do we...
Let me see.
What else do we have on the list here?
What was the name of this show? Hold on, I'm going to find it.
All right, let me know.
I'm gonna find this shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, shout outs to Joe Budden.
Oh yeah.
for sealing that deal and collecting the bag, like securing the bag on the deal with Spotify. Basically, Joe Budden of the famed Joe Budden podcast, Rory and Maul.
Yep.
They just signed a deal with Spotify that starting on the 12th of September, I believe, all their podcasts is exclusively on Spotify. Now they're going to be doing 2 episodes a week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just shout out to him, man. Like, just shout out to him. I can't even front. Like, shout out to Joe Budden. He's had an interesting career. To give him props, like, he's really rebranded himself.
Yeah.
And he's made a flip that I've never seen before. Because I'll say this, I hated Joe Budden.
Yeah, I didn't used to bang with him either. I thought he was very annoying.
I did not used to bang with him at all. Yeah. Like, at all.
He was very annoying.
Especially when Tax was free and they had that little thing.
Yeah.
All Tax all day. Fuck Joe Budden. And then when he got on Everyday Struggle, he's attacking little Yachty. I'm like, man, what's wrong with this nigga?
Mm-hmm.
But then, I guess, you know, after that, I guess he just matured a little bit or whatever. And he's just rebranded himself into something dope where you make yourself a little more appealing to the big wigs.
The thing that really got him to where he is how he I feel like it's how he analyzes albums.
He's really good at analyzing good at, like,
breaking
albums.
Shit down. So I think that's really got him where he is. I mean,
I will definitely say to the delight of a couple friends of mine that I was wrong about Joe Budden. Mostly.
That hurts.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta admit when you're wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong about Joe Budden. I thought it was just an old bitter douche.
At first, that's what he came off
and as. That's what he was. He was that.
He was that at first.
I just thought he wouldn't be anything more than that, and he has become more than that.
Yeah.
And I respect it. I enjoy his podcast. And soon,
I haven't really started listening like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but once you start, you'll get it. Once you get into it, it's hard to get off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, soon that'll be us. And in a year or so.
Yep.
In a few years, you know, that'll be us securing the biggest bags.
Of all time.
So enjoy the bag while you got it, Joe Budden.
Because we're coming for you. Bald bitch.
Now, being wrong about Joe Budden has made me think about other things that you've been wrong about. Can you think of anything that you've been wrong about?
As far as what?
Like, things like, let's say something you said on Twitter, or like say something you had a big, strong take about, and then it turned out to be wrong. You're like, damn, I was really wrong about that. I know one thing I have.
What do you have?
Sports related. Like, my big thing I was wrong about was the Rockets when they got Chris Paul.
And you thought they were
going to
be horrible.
I thought that shit was going to be a disaster. I was like, oh, one ball handle ass nigga.
Yeah.
With another ball hog ass nigga and a Mike D'Antoni push the court system.
Run them, gun them.
Running and gunning. Oh, this is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
With no real big men or wing players like that, this is going to be a disaster.
Nah, damn near made it to the final.
Boy, was I wrong. That turned into like one of the most lethal offenses I've ever seen in my life. Them niggas almost, like, bro. Chris Paul didn't get hurt.
Yeah, if he didn't get
they
hurt.
They might have beat them.
They were going to beat them.
I won't say they were going
they
to.
They were
going to
beat them.
They had a very good chance.
They were going to win. That team would have won. They would have won. What's something I can't...
They'll definitely have the best chance I've ever seen anybody ever have.
Yeah, for sure. What's something that I've been completely wrong about? You're a little more opinionated than me than when it gets to, like, you know, Twitter and stuff. I don't know. What's something I... completely wrong?
Like, you just like, damn, I was wrong about that. That is not... Or you made, like, a prediction.
A prediction?
You're like, woo.
Boy, was I wrong. Huh. I don't know. I can't think of it. I never really thought about that. Like, oh, damn. I mean, shit, maybe the Nicki Minaj album. I thought that shit was gonna be fucking horrible.
Yeah, and it was
and it wasn't too bad. That's probably the only thing I can think of like recent. I'd have to really think about that because you throw out your opinions and takes a lot hotter than I do.
That is
they come off a lot more scolding than I do.
I will accept that.
It is more so this is it and I am not wrong.
This is so, it and I am not wrong. You leave yourself
with no room for doubt
about
it. Suck
my dick.
Yeah. I'm more so like, I mean, I doubt it, but it is what it is. That's more so my approach. I'm not going to just, you know, go completely against something. But I don't know.
I couldn't think. I don't know. I don't have anything else. One more thing. What's good with your boy Dak Prescott, man?
Oh yeah, what happened?
It's been a bad.
You were just telling me what happened.
It's been a bad month for him.
Been a bad summer.
Been a bad summer. See, this is what happened when you betray your ancestors, yeah. Dak, Dakota.
Yeah.
Even though you're still a half black man, you still got some black in you. You can't betray that half, and you did when you wanted to be an Uncle Tom ass coon ass nigga and support kneeling, not in support standing for the anthem,
yeah,
and discourage kneeling. So, in addition to having a depleted team and being a dink and dunk ass nigga that can't throw past 15 yards without throwing out a shoulder blade, now, and in addition to. Yeah. Getting his ass beat by niggas with thong slippers while wearing thong slippers in Panama City Beach. Let's add another L to Dak's resume.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Nigga got his motherfucking his hammer got leaked. His hammer, you say? His penis. So
how did this even happen? This is on Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm happy I didn't see this.
Yeah. Apparently, well, not apparently because I seen it. Because I clicked the link.
Because I clicked the link. Oh my God.
Yo, listen. Listen.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. Dak Prescott, he's got his dick pic leaked. It's like he has it's a weird angle. Yeah. It's a weird angle that he chose.
I'm about to say, are you saying his dick is a weird angle? What the?
Yeah, like, what type of angle is that?
Yeah.
That's you know, that's an angle that little dick niggas do that shit to make their shit look bigger. Because he did it from weird angles, like, look how monolithic it is in size. Where it dominates, dominates the frame. He took it from an under angle.
The under angle, yeah.
His arms must be long as shit because it doesn't look like he's crouching over.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah. So he got his hammer pick leaked, and he still stinks. So it's been bad for him.
Sunday full body news, getting better as a QB.
That's what it's
definitely went to.
And he said a full body. Like, who does that?
I don't know.
Why does he have his face? Rookie you, mistake, yeah,
what
Dak.
What are you doing, bro?
Why is your face in the dick pic, you idiot?
Yeah.
That's like dick pic number, like rule number one. That's nude rule
That's
number
nude
one.
Rule, bro. Why
never you, have your face you in face the in nude, the you piece of shit.
He's an idiot.
He got his whole goatee. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
That's pretty funny.
Your dick and your goatee can't be in the same frame, my nigga. My nigga. I see.
Like,
your pubes and your facial hair shouldn't be in the same frame, G. Like, I see both. I shouldn't see cock vein and upper lip.
He's an idiot.
You can see the motherfucking head of his dick
and his head.
And the arch of his eyebrows. In the same brain.
That's not it. You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it all wrong.
You're doing Dak. It wrong, Dakota.
Just like quarterbacking.
Yeah.
Speaking of dick pics and kinky things, I was talking to friends and we started talking about like what's the most like I don't know, like weirdest, not weirdest, but like
craziest
thing you've done or like experienced in the sexual realms.
In the sexual realm. Damn, SZA is fine. Woo.
Oh yeah, those new pics. Oh yeah, man,
she fine.
That lime green.
Yeah, that shit is special. Shout out to her.
Shout out to you, SZA, yeah. man. Oh, she my knows God. Doing.
You know what you're doing, woman.
You know what you're doing. Man. And you're doing it, right?
Yeah. She different. She a different breed, man.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. I asked that because, I don't know, this is this story I wanted to tell on the pod for a long time. Mm-hmm. About how I went to, I remember I told you that story before.
What?
How I went to the swingers club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know why I haven't told this story on the pod before, but your boy's been to a swingers club.
How was that?
It was lit. It's fucking lit.
So, like, what's the backstory? Like, how do you? All right. What are the procedures?
You think it's some super secret thing where you gotta show a left nipple and they do a DNA analysis and they let you in after a secret handshake? It's not that serious. Ring, 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 ring. Mention podcast name. No. What they do is you just sign up online, like you sign up for a membership. Uh-huh. And then you just look at the events they got and you go.
And that's it?
So I went with this lady friend of mine at the time. Mm. It was a place, I think it was in Philly. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the club, but it was like a swingers club. And it was like they had an event that day. So basically you go in, it's a swingers club. So it's like, it's real live swing. You do your thing, like couples can swap or whatever. It's,
yeah.
It's basically like a anything goes but with respect type of deal.
Yeah.
So you go in the joint, and this is my first time, like I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
I was prepped. She told me, like, listen, you might see some wild shit in there. Don't worry about it. Everybody's super respectful and nice.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to touch you without, you know, permission and things of that nature. I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever. Mm. I go in there. As soon as you go in, they take your phones away. No phones.
Lit.
Lit. So you can really just be a scumbag.
No, I'm about to be a filthy animal.
Without being, you know, seeing your motherfucking ass crack on Facebook the next day. Look what Big Mike's doing in the swinger spot.
That is crazy.
Why is he double pumping his dick in the window? Like he's trying to shake out some ketchup out of a bottle.
Oh my God. So did you participate?
Relax, we'll get there. So you go in, they take your phones out, right? Uh-huh. So you go in, take your phones, boom. There's a downstairs area where it's like a locker room where you can change and shit like that into your kinky outfits if you so choose. Mm. And then in the middle level, it's the actual main quote unquote sex dungeon.
Oh.
Where it's like there's private rooms that you can close and have sex in.
Yeah.
There's a private room with like mad sex toys. Like, I don't know if you guys know what a Sibian is.
The fuck is that?
A Sibian is a sex toy in which you sit on it. Like, you have girls sit on it.
Is that the joint with, like, the bumps? Like, the ridges?
Yeah, you sit on it, and it's like, it goes up their pussy, and it, like, vibrates.
Wow.
It's basically like a sit-on chair vibrator type thing.
I think I've seen that.
So, it's that. It's condoms everywhere. Very safe. Mm-hmm. So, the main sex area is the side rooms, the private rooms, and then there's open area rooms, like rooms where you can close and go to, but it's windows so you can see inside. Mm-hmm. It's a couple of those linked together like cubicles.
Yeah.
So you can like take, it'd be a couple girls or a couple dudes or whatever, girls, dudes, whatever. They'll go in there and they'll fuck and you can watch from outside.
Wow.
And then attached is a big cubicle area where it's just open and you can also see it's one way in, one way out. Mm-hmm. Where it's like a big fucking thing where it's just pillows. Mm-hmm. It's like pillows everywhere, but it's all one mattress type deal. Mm-hmm. And that's the main.
Like, and everybody on there.
Yeah, people in there. You can fuck, swap. You do whatever in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is all going down, right? Uh-huh. But it's early in the evening. It's not going down like that. Uh-huh.
And I know from my first event where I went to, it's that, and then you go through, there's a bar. Mm-hmm. And then you can go up the stairs. There is a stripper pole, stripper like pool area mm-hmm. with couches around it. Then you go up another flight of stairs to the top floor. There is a dance floor with another bar. And in this area, there's whipping stations.
What in the fuck?
There's whipping stations where, you know, people get kinky. They like to strap people in like the big constructs and whip them and spank them and things of that nature. There's table. There's like little benches that you can bend each other, like bend your partner over and spank them. There's people have come in there with their whips and their chains and things of that nature, and they get it in. And this dance floor also has stripper poles like that. And then, again, there's a bar there. This event that I went to had all of that. There was a buffet.
Yeah.
There was a fisting class.
A fisting class.
It was a class where, like, a mistress, like a main teacher it was Mistress such and such. She would teach you
how to fist.
And I was like, okay, that was interesting.
Different.
Didn't sit in on that class because no desire to use that. There was also in the downstairs. They were doing vagina molds.
Vagina mold, like women were molding their own vaginas.
Yes, they were molding their vaginas. Wow. So for the most of the evening, you got the bar, you can dance, you can, you know, flirt, like, with, you know, if you're the goal is you're there with a couple, and then you mess with other couples or girls, single girls that's there, and you do what you do. It's cool. Like, it's surprisingly way cooler and tamer than I thought it was. I thought it was going to be some eyes wide shut, sicko mode shit. Where niggas is walking around with motherfucking twirling rainbow dildos.
Oh, hell no.
And motherfucking whips. Now, it was a couple of those.
Yeah.
Where it was a couple. Like, it was one chick. The nigga was, she was walking the nigga on a leash like a dog. And he had the whole,
the mask and shit.
The whole leather gimp thing going.
Oh, hell no.
And he was like walking like a dog. He had heels on.
What the fuck?
And he had like his dick in a little handkerchief thing. And he was in all leather gimpy, but he was a dog. That was happening.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was like, it took me a while to adjust to that one. But, you know, I powered through, you know. So it was that.
Uh-huh.
And then throughout the night, it's cool. Like, you got the dance bar. People are flirting, drinking, spanking, doing whatever. Oh, mind you, it's TV monitors all around this club area.
Mm.
Upstairs, downstairs, throughout the whole building, it's monitors.
Mm.
Porn, just plain. Just straight porn.
Wow.
Triple X rated porn. Very classy. Nice.
Very classy.
It was weird. It was some 90s porn, though. So it was like kind of grainy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. But it was that. And then like, but yo, even early on, like, people are fucking on the little couches. They're flirting, they're finger popping each other, like, it's spanking going on. There's dancing on
the. Is it loud in there?
The upstairs area is kind of loud because of the music and the dance floor area.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's real chill.
Did it stink?
No. 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 So I guess I'm assuming everybody was clean, but it didn't stink at all. Like, it was way cooler. Also, way more black people there than I thought I would expect to see there.
Wow. Well, I was like, when I envisioned this in my head, I just see a bunch of white people.
Now, there is a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
Middle-aged white people.
Yeah.
But more to my shock, it's a lot more black people and a lot more young people than you would expect to be there. It was a healthy amount of young people and a surprising amount of black people there too.
Wow.
Couples. It was a couple there just as young as us. as me and the girl I was with at the time. And they were getting it in.
They was fucking.
like they were veterans. But they look like, it was like a, you know how dweeby couples always be the freakiest?
Yeah.
They look like a dweeby nigga had like an unkempt fro and some glasses, some glasses and some Lee jeans and a polo with no shirt under it. He's one of them niggas. Nigga had on some lugs. But nigga,
it was fucking.
Nigga, he was piping the shit out of this girl when it was time to get down, nigga. They was going off, nigga. So like, yeah, so the main crux of the night, people are dancing, do that. But then at a certain point, they make an announcement. All right, everybody. We've had enough partying. It's been fun. But now it's time for us to all go down in the dungeon area. So that means everybody has to leave the club area. Uh-huh. Everybody leaves. Everybody convenes downstairs into that main dungeon area. Mm. And it's time to get it in.
That's just where everybody's fucking.
That's where everybody started fucking, Elsie. And Elsie, they started fucking. And the fucking didn't stop. And niggas
just fucking on top of each other.
Niggas was just fucking next to each other, on top of each other, with each other. Like, nigga, I was going around watching the rooms. You know, there's one dude having a threesome with two chicks. There's one, a couple fucking in here. There's a foursome going on in here. I was watching three lesbian chicks have a threesome in the main. Nigga, it was a pussy eating train. One girl eating the girl next girl pussy who was eating the next girl's pussy. It was phenomenal to watch. And then there, and then in the main big area, it's couples fucking next to each other, all that. They're laying with each other. They're, you know, they're with each other. They're fucking. They're doing foreplay, okay, yeah. All that. Mm. I seen a couple swap. I seen them swap. Like, yo. Why? Like, they switch. That I seen that shit go down. It's crazy. And then and the people who aren't men and women who aren't watch aren't actively doing the sex. They jacking off on the side watching, and it's just cool.
It's just cool.
I'm the whole night there. I did not see not one dude or chick get out of pocket, like forcibly try to do something. Like,
everybody, without everything consent. Was cool.
Everything was cool and consensual. It was dope. It was actually dope.
That shit sounds wild.
Did I participated. I was a square. I went in the private room. And I had sex with the girl I was with. Did that.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for all that. But they was getting it in, man. It was dope, though. Like, it was fire. Like, I'd definitely go again.
Yeah, we about to get the squad trip.
Man. I've been asked by, I won't say who.
I'm sure I can figure it out.
One of our friends did ask me about that.
I'm sure I can.
A couple of our friends asked me about
it. I'm sure I can figure it out.
And we won't say on air because I know who you know, and you're probably right. But I've been asked. And that shit is lit, bro. If you got a chick that's down with it, it's an experience. Wow. That's all I'm going to say.
Man.
That shit was dope, though.
Well, I have nothing to follow that up.
That shit was wild, man. I have
absolutely nothing for y'all.
Bro, it was like mad middle-aged white people, but it was young white people. It was black people. And it was a cool function.
And it was a lot of people?
It was a lot of people. Damn. I'll say it was at least over 50 people.
Wow.
In this thing. Yeah. And then they just a lot of good old,
fucking
good old healthy sex.
Good old healthy sex.
Like, man. We did have sex in the private room, but I did get head on the outside, outside area.
So, felt like
I felt like I was bossing, flossing. I'm part of the shits. Like, look at me getting my meat licked on. Motherfucking, but that shit was fire, bro.
Man.
Swing it, yo. I want a shorty, not even that, like, but I would definitely go again.
You'll go again?
Absolutely, no question.
I don't know if that's my lane. I don't know.
It takes a lot because you got to be able to, like, you got to be able to handle seeing a lot because
you're seeing a lot. There's a lot going on.
Like, bro, when I came in, it was a lot, it was a shock to the senses. Because, nigga, I'm seeing a lot more man-ass than I'm used to seeing.
But usually you can skip that.
Because all the titties aren't nice either. It's a lot of bad titties in there, too. There's some bad titties in that crowd, Elsie. There's some good ones, some bad ones. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Another part of the night in this story, right? So I'm at the bar, right? And a chick I'm with, she was real cool and little. She's real cool, right? So she wasn't like the jealous type. So I'm sitting at the bar, right? Mm. And this white dude, he's clearly very drunk. Mm. And you know how white people are already friendly. And then they're really friendly with black people when they're drunk.
Yeah.
Very friendly with me for some reason. So I guess this nigga's drunk. He's talking to me. He buys me like two drinks. I'm drinking them. Bop, bop. I'm watching where the drinks come from because, nigga, you ain't about
you ain't about to get me.
You ain't about to get me, nigga. You ain't about to
pill Cosby me, nigga.
You're not about to pill me up in the sex club and have my obituary saying dead in the sex club so my mama can say something about me. Not going to have that be the last memory my mama hears of me, nigga. So he's chatting up this girl. And it's like, he's like, then he looks at me like, yo, bro, you want to play a game? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yo, it's this game. Like, she's going to pour chocolate sauce on her titties.
Yeah.
And we're both going to take a shot. And then we're going to take a shot before. And then we're going to start. And whoever sucks the most chocolate sauce off this girl's titties has to take another like the one who sucks the least.
Yeah, has to take another shot.
Like you got to clean her titty off.
Yeah,
with the chocolate salt within like 10 seconds or something like that.
Uh huh.
And then whoever cleans off the least has to take another shot.
Yeah.
I did it.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I did. I looked at her if it was cool.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And then like, and she was a bad like Spanish chick.
Yeah.
Nice titty. So I'm like. Hell yeah, I'm gonna do this, my nigga. Like, it's real open. Like, it's sexually liberal in there. Like, it's dope,
nigga. Niggas just licking titties.
Yo, bro, I was just licking titties, bro. The nigga got the chocolate sauce. I don't know. I know nothing. I know Nathan. But proceeds to pour it on this racially ambiguous girl's titties. And I sucked it off, and I won.
You won?
Yeah, I won, nigga. I ain't no scrub, nigga. As I watched him take his shot,
I
bid him a good day.
I bid him a good day.
But, yo, that shit was super lit, bro. And I definitely go again. It's a phenomenal. It was an experience.
Oh my God.
An experience and a half. I'll tell you what, boy.
Oh my God, you live an interesting life for sure.
Yo, sometimes I think my life is right, but then I look back at the shit I have done, and I'm like, yo,
shit, I've seen wild some out here.
I'm actually
out here,
for a nigga that likes to just stay in the crib. Maybe. It's like I don't be out here, but when I leave, when I do pop out. It's some shit.
Me.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
All I got left is the...
Nah, it's been a very long one.
Yeah, this is a long one, guys.
I think we're good.
I think we're good, too.
We good.
All I got left, honestly, is the Pornhub comments of the week to bring that back. I got a couple for y'all. And then we'll be out of here, my niggas. I got three. All right.
Let them rip.
Pornhub comments of the week, my guys. This is the first comment by user 8x8+5. I read and I quote, "I don't know all the mechanics of dick riding from a female perspective, but if she could have put her right leg down for a totally unobstructed view of that ass, that's the only thing that could have made this scorching hot video even hotter, but god damn. She rode that dick so hard and fast and good, I wish I was that mirror. I love all women, but it's the myth that white girls can't fucking ride dick. She's pretty and sexy too. Start some dick riding classes."
What the f... Okay. The Pornhub comments section is just somewhere where no one needs to be.
Yeah, so some of them are celebratory, but some, like this one, are very critical. Now, by username, I came for the story.
Wow.
I read and I quote, "There is no thesis, no buildup, no ending. She dusted the fucking pots and pans, for crying out loud. Unless the maids don't cook there, why the hell would she have? Why the hell would they have the dust on them? Shouldn't maids be cooking shit? She hardly cleaned the damn thing other than the dude's cock either. But that's not what she is getting paid to do. She's a maid. If anything, she should have to suck cock just to keep her horrible job. Maybe when she makes some money, she could buy some new fishnets. Plot. 1 of 10, tits, 9 out of 10.
And then ended it with a rating. Get the fuck out of here. What is wrong with
this? Now, here's another one. Oh, by username Mark_Sharp10. I masturbate very seldom, maybe 3-4 times a day. And I've noticed over the past couple days, my left nut has swollen to the size of a coconut. So to the size comparable to a coconut. Should I be concerned?
Nigga, a coconut?
Yes.
Do you know how big a coconut is?
Yes. He said, but he started off with, I masturbate very seldom, 3-4 times a day. My G, that is a healthy amount.
That is a decent amount. Nigga, that of is... meat beating.
Your meat is tired of you whenever you unzip your fly. Your meat is cowering in fear.
Your meat runs.
He's like, oh my God, please, no, not again. I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy. Please leave me alone. Please have mercy. Please have mercy, sir. Please.
Oh my God.
You're so cruel. That's so unhealthy. 3-4 times a day?
Get it together, bro.
Get it together, my G. You gotta.
Every day?
I don't know. Get a hot. Start painting. Get into watercolors. Learn
how to crochet, nigga.
Yeah nigga.
What are you doing?
Learn how to knit.
What are you doing? Nigga. Start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
Oh my God.
That'll take at least 1 hour a week out of your meat beating time.
Yeah, that'll get them.
Depending on how often you like to release.
Oh, man.
Because if I wasn't recording right now, I'd sure be showing the bottom sausage who's boss. I'd be showing him a thing or two right now. But I'm here. Recording a podcast. About meat beating instead of meat beating. Isn't that how the circle of life works sometimes?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man.
That's it, huh?
That is it.
This is a long ass.
This has been a healthy one.
This isn't a healthy one. Man. If we sound a little choppy, sorry.
We should be all right.
We should be all right, though.
Man, y'all know where to find us.
Y'all know where to find us. Oh, one last announcement. We got theme music coming, guys. Mm-hmm. Official theme music coming.
Yes, sir.
So we purchased a beat with our American money. Mm-hmm. You niggas have broken us down. We paid money for a beat.
You niggas have broken us down.
We thought we were big enough to get free beats, but we're not. This is very humbling. We had to pay money. This is a very humbling experience for us all. But we did it. So theme music coming soon. I got plans for that. Technical difficulties. You can't hold us back, you fuck niggas. We still run the shit. The greatest podcast in the universe. You know where to find us. Where do they find us, LZ?
Man, Twitter at NTSPod. Instagram, Not That Serious Pod. iTunes, Not That Serious Pod. What else are we on?
SoundCloud,
Not That Serious Podcast.
Google Play Music,
Not That Serious Podcast.
You can find us
Spotify
anywhere.
Is coming soon. Believe that.
We figured out why.
We figured it out.
So we're gonna go back to the drawing board and fix that.
It was bumming.
But you know what I'm saying? YouTube's IGTV. We're doing it's in the works. Soon come. Don't think it's not in the works.
Soon come.
Okay. We may not come when we may not deliver on time. But we'll get there eventually.
But it'll always arrive.
It's like USPS.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll get there when it gets there.
It'll get there when it gets there, my nigga. When we feel like it. But it's been that series, the podcast, bros.
Yes, it has.
And ladies, brothers and sisters, motherfucking studs and studettes, studs and fems,
studs and fems, tops and bottoms, gays, straights,
motherfucking blacks, trans, and whites,
him, she, they, him, her, it,
trans and cis,
X, genders, Y, and Z.
You know what I'm saying?
We love all y'all.
We love everybody. We don't care who you're fucking as long as you're fucking.
You best believe that.
You already know it's Big Mike.
LZ.
And that's been another episode. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now fuck out of here. Peace.